Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
With us again today, John Fenderson with Bayer Westbred. He says there are some last-minute decisions that you need to be thinking through if you haven't done so already. They include...
what varieties that I have available for me to plant? Should I be planting on a certain field? And why should I plant them on that field? And if you're not certain where those varieties should be planted, visit with your seed suppliers and get their recommendations. You know, they've seen these varieties across all types of different environments, all types of different soils, and they can give you a really good idea probably of what's the best placement of a certain variety in a certain field. One thing that I want to really encourage growers to do, and it's a little bit late, but it's still not too late, and that is get your soils tested. We need to know what's in the ground if we expect to raise a top-notch crop.
Thanks, John. You can learn more about the high-yielding varieties available at westbred.com.
Well, Oklahoma cattlewomen are invited to the Cultivating Cattlewoman event series. Through this event, the OCW aimed to cultivate knowledgeable and successful ranchers through hands-on experience and training. I had the opportunity to talk with Cheyenne Sparks, president of the Oklahoma Cattlewomen, and she told us a little bit about what to expect at the event.
So these events, we're wanting to create successful ranchers, and we want to create them in a safe place. So we're going to have trainings that maybe you've done before, but you need a little help on, or maybe you've been taught to hold the flashlight, but not how to change the oil. And so that's what we're wanting to do. We want to teach you how to actually change the oil. So some of the things we're going to be working on, we're going to have a trailer handling class, and that is everything from hooking up to hauling to backing. We'll have a variety of trailers on hand, from bumper pulls to goosenecks, and we'll have instructors on hand for you to be able to learn in a safe environment. So you're not going to be yelled at when you make a wrong turn. And so being able to sit down and focus on it and get better at it, give you that more confidence so that you can just do it in your everyday life.
In addition to that training session, they'll also be talking about vaccination handling, storage, and use.
So we're going to do a vaccine handling, storage, and usage course. And that's going to be provided by Dr. Don Goodman, DVM with Multimin. He's coming in. He's going to show us how the proper way to handle your vaccines, to store your vaccines, which is incredibly important for usage, and then also how to actually inject the vaccines. And we adore him. We're excited for him to come on board.
Registration is free for dues-paying members of OCW and only $20 for non-members.
You go to Oklahoma Cattlewomen. It's okcattlewomen.org. And it's right there on the homepage, Cultivating Cattlewomen. You just click. The best part about this event is that it's going to be free for all Oklahoma Cattlewomen members. And it is only $20 for non-members. And inside of that $20, you also get a one-year membership to be a member. So you're getting a lot. You're not just getting the handlings. You're getting a membership for an entire year. And then we're also going to have fun events. We're going to have a luncheon, a full steak luncheon. And then you're going to have a fashion show with the Main Street, Stockyards Main Street's doing a fashion show of all their local vendors. We're going to have shopping, cocktail hour. There's a lot going on for $20.
Sparks says the event is going to be fun for everybody that goes.
Absolutely. I mean, we're having lunch and cocktails, McClintock Saloon, just right there in Stockyards. We're truly wanting to uplift that district, because they are such a vital district to our ag industry here in Oklahoma City. And partnering with the Oklahoma National Stockyards, we've got the Oklahoma Beef Council, Multimin, Oklahoma Cattlewomen, all of these amazing sponsors coming in. And we're all going to be in this area, this district that just exudes agriculture. So we want to uplift that district while we're there by eating great food, having amazing entertainment. There's going to be door prizes, giveaways, shopping, cocktails, the whole shebang.
The event's set to begin 9 a.m. on Saturday, October the 23rd. And if you'd like to get registered, go to okcattlewomen.org. You've got farm news on Ron. It's the Red, White, and Baldy female production sale from Bowling Ranch, coming up Friday, October the 8th at noon at the ranch near Newkirk, Oklahoma at 9201 East State Line Road. They'll be featuring 40 Hereford and Red Angus registered females and 130 commercial and open heifers. For more information, contact ranch manager Tim Stidham at 405-742-4553 or go to bowlingranch.com for more details. You can also watch the auction live at dvauction.com. The Red, White, and Baldy female production sale coming up Friday, October the 8th in Newkirk. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.